Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
1 Peter chapter 5. We are told that those of us who belong to Jesus Christ are to think clearly. We're told that we are to act wisely. We are told not to become intoxicated by the world and all that it has to offer to us. We're told to stay awake, to keep on the alert, because like sheep, we are easily led astray. We are easily deceived by those who claim to be shepherds of Christ, those who are disguised as messengers of light, when in reality they are really messengers of Satan himself. Satan, the one who is our enemy, the one who is a liar and a deceiver, the one who has deceived the people of this world throughout the course of time, even from the beginning, and the one who today prowls around like a roaring lion, like a ravenous beast with a voracious appetite, looking to swallow up the people of this world and to ruin them forever. And those who do not belong to Christ have no effective defense against him. But those of us who do belong to the Lord, we have a defense that the enemy cannot withstand. We can stand our ground confident in our faith in Christ. We can stand firm in obedience to his word. And so we are told in James chapter 4, verse 7, we will be able to resist the devil. We will be able to take a stand against him when he whispers in our ear to just give up or to just give in to sin, or to just enjoy what the world has to offer to us. We are to resist those temptations. And we are told that he will flee from us. But how can we resist him when we are so weak and he is so strong? Jesus gave us the way. He gave us the answer to that question. You may recall that when he was in the wilderness and the devil came to him in order to tempt him to sin, what did Jesus do? He could have done many things since he's God, but what did he do? He quoted the scriptures, and the devil ran away from him. And there's a lesson for us there. We who belong to Jesus Christ need to know the scriptures. We need to know the word of God. We need to know the Bible, which it says in Ephesians chapter 6, is the sword of the Spirit of God. We need to know it, and we need to live according to his word. And today, as we come to Psalm 119, to verse 9 through verse 16, that is the point that the psalmist wants to share with us. He tells us, look to the word of God for the answer to your questions. Look to his word for the help that you need. And these verses, verses 9 through 16 of Psalm 119, are entitled Bet in Hebrew, the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, a word which means house or home. We are to make our heart a home for the Word of God, so that we can walk in purity of life, meditating on His Word. So in verse 9, the psalmist asks a question that applies to all of us. And so he says, how can a young man or a young woman, ne'er in Hebrew, one who has shaken off the care of their parents and who is on their own, making their way in the world according to their own direction, how can they, or how can any of us for that matter, keep our way pure? Zaha in Hebrew. How can we be free from the filth of this world? How can we get it right? How can we remain blameless in the sight of God and of man? Here's the answer, the psalmist says. By keeping it, shamer, by carefully guarding the footsteps of our life according to your word, Lord, by carefully reading your word, and then by diligently obeying it with all of our heart. Not an easy assignment, is it? Since we live in a godless, self-centered world, in a world that is full of confusion, and our own inclination is to gravitate to the sin of this world. So, where do we start? This is how it all begins. It begins with a relationship with Jesus Christ. It begins with salvation. It begins with the forgiveness of our sin that he offers to us through the blood of his cross. And then it continues as he continues to cleanse us of our sin as we walk with him each day. So the psalmist says in verse 10, Lord, you see all things. You know my heart. You know my thoughts. You know that above all else, I desire to follow you in all that I do. I have sought after you, the psalmist says, just as you have sought after me. So speak to my heart from your word. You know my weaknesses. You know my failures and my faults. You know them better than I do. You know all of the sins that I have committed against you. So help me, Lord. Do not let me wander. Segah in Hebrew. Don't let me drift away and go astray as if I am intoxicated. Do not let me be misled, and so I abandon your commandments and I leave the path of life. I leave the path of truth. We will not find God. We will not find the truth apart from the truth of his word. We need his word. We may be strangers in this world, but we are not to be wanderers in this world, going from one thing to another. So the psalmist says in verse 11, your word, imrah in Hebrew, what you have spoken in the pages of scripture, those words I have treasured in my heart. Safan in Hebrew, I have hidden them there, as one would hide something of great value, so that your word might affect my life each day. I welcome the instruction that you give to me in your word. Is that how we see it? Is that how we feel about the word of God? Is that what we experience when we read his word? So like the psalmist, we say, the word brings great joy to me because it keeps me on the path of life so that I might not sin against you and disgrace your holy name. Perhaps we have never thought about it this way, but sin is a thief. It is a thief that robs us of our joy in the Lord. It robs us of our testimony for Christ. It robs us of his blessing. And it is a thief that robs us of our fellowship with him. Blessed are you, O Lord, the psalmist says in verse 12. I kneel before you and I praise you in wonder and in awe. So teach me, Lord, lamed in Hebrew. Train me in your ways, in the way of your statutes. Write them on the pages of my heart. You are my teacher. Teach me so that with my lips I will not only obey your word, but I will be able to continue to tell everyone the truth of your word, of all of the depths of the ordinances of your mouth. Truth that you have entrusted to me, so that with my tongue I would become your mouth and bless others. And feed them your word. Feed them the bread of life just as you have fed me. Just as you've blessed me. As the moon reflects the light of the sun, so we are to reflect the light of Christ as we find him in his word. So the psalmist says in verse 14, your word is in my heart. Your word is in my life. So I have rejoiced, sus in Hebrew. I am content in you. I delight in the way of your testimonies, eduth, in your correction, in your instruction, in your direction. I value your word as much as all riches and wealth. So I will meditate. Siach, I will pay close attention. And I will sit quietly. I will sit still. And I will reverently reflect on your precepts, on the path that you have chosen for me. And I will have regard, navat in Hebrew. I will have respect for your ways. For your way is the right way. Your way is the only way to live. Your way is the only way home to heaven. So I will delight and glory in your statutes, hukah, in what you have prescribed for me in your word as I go through this life. And so the psalmist says in verse 16, I will not forget your word, but instead, I will obey your word. I will obey it with all of my heart, both now and forever, when I am truly home in the glory of heaven. The wisdom of the word of God is crying out to us today May we listen to his words while he is still near to us. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.